This is the message delivered by Pastor Ishida on August 29th, 2021. The message title is To Make the Light Shine. Good morning. Today's scripture passage is from Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Church and welfare was mentioned by Mr. Canals in his testimony. As a welfare officer of the church, I have been involved in both the church work and the welfare work, and I have continued the work of church and welfare as a one-package job for 5 years. The work of church and welfare is a work related to living life, a work related to life, and a work that values each person. I have realized that it's been already 5 years, but I still cannot work with full confidence. While I am interacting with someone, I wonder if I am the right person. What is the right way that I should take? How I can really please someone, and even the meaning of my existence. The work of church and welfare is also the work of living together. In a relationship with each other, I can influence the other person, and I can be influenced by the other person. When I first became a welfare officer, one staff member of Kira Kira Service acted as my trainer. She accompanied me during the pickup and drop-offs for the Kira Kira Service users, and she taught me various things such as how to interact with the users. She has worked in other welfare facilities, and she seems to have had a lot of life experience. She always taught me something like, there are so many things in life, or don't forget your curiosity forever. Such words were so deep that they made me think not only about nursing care, but also about what life is about. However, she was not good at remembering the driving route for pickup and drop-off. I memorized the driving route faster, and I taught it to her. However, this senior staff member taught me about the long way of life. That is such a mutual relationship. In the work of Karashidane, I think about living in the relationship with each other as well. And I have continued the work of living together while struggling about the various things. I go to care for Atsushi Yamaguchi, a member of the church, twice a month. For me, these 2 days of each month are unusual and very special. For Atsushi, who receives long-term care every day, although it is only 2 days for me a month, he receives care from me, who is not well experienced with the long-term care. In those 2 days, he might wish to have someone else who is more accustomed to care than me. I visited Atsushi on Friday, the day before yesterday. He has a muscular dystrophy illness and lives with the help of his parents and home visit care service. Nevertheless, Atsushi has attended worship services and participated in youth camps as a member of teens and as a member of the college and career group. He went to various places, sometimes even to Disneyland with us. He will be just 30 years old next March. I wish we could celebrate his birthday grandly. While I wonder what it means in the life given to Atsushi and my life involved in Atsushi's life and the time we spent together, we are having a good time together. When I became a welfare officer, I got the qualification of training for first-time care workers, previously called home helper. There are three basics of long-term care I learned there: awareness, eyes, and acceptance. First, awareness is to notice the change in the person. It means to always care about that person. And the eyes are to match your eyes with the person. It is also a relationship with the other person, and having the same height of sight means respecting the other person. The third is accepting the person as an important and valuable being. This can be quite difficult. There is the idea of normalization here, that anyone can live naturally without discrimination or prejudice. I think that these three things, awareness, eyes, and acceptance, are important not only in the field of long-term care but also in our lives together. However, no clear answer was given to me in the training as to the meaning of living together and the reason for our existence. The Bible says, "You are the light of the world." In the history of welfare in Japan, there was a person who spread this word to society. In Japan, after the war and in the era of high economic growth in the 1950s, while becoming economically prosperous, the idea of welfare was underdeveloped. For example, children with disabilities were excluded from school education. Families with a disabled member also faced a difficult life. In the midst of the competition of high economic growth and the social movement of growth, the dominant thought that gave superiority and inferiority to human beings has spread, and discrimination and human rights violation have become commonplace. Under such circumstances, in the 1960s, a person named Kazuo Itoga began calling on society to make these children the light of the world. Kazuo Itoga is also known as the father of welfare for persons with disabilities and is also a Christian. In an era when children with disabilities were viewed as poor beings, viewed from above or given superiority or inferiority, Kazuo Itoga thought a society in which children with disabilities could shine is that the society that should be. And he communicated a message, "Make these children the light of the world." Itoga appealed for the absolute values of human beings. He said in his book, The Thought on Welfare, as follows: "Human beings have experienced various disparities and discrimination in their history for a long time. At the same time, they have also experienced the suppression of human freedom through social discrimination. Today, we know that human values are no longer essentially dependent on the class to which they belong or whether they are rich or poor. Moreover, we know that human values today are not simply dependent on their bodies or appearance in its existential sense. But is it seen as the absolute value of human beings when we deeply infiltrate into human existence in the light of its reason, exploring its essence? That is said, the absolute values that we may now know in our heads are not emotionally pleasing. It also makes us feel something unnatural from this word that we are trying to convince ourselves by force. After all, what governs human daily life and what actually exists is relative value. This is the real world. This is what Itoga said in his book. Itoga argues that the value of a person is an absolute value, not a relative value that compares superiority or inferiority with another person. However, on the other hand, he pointed out that this is the real world, where relative values dominate people's daily lives. Only after a while, in the 1980s and 1990s, the idea of normalization that people with disabilities are also members of society began to spread around the world. In the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, adopted by the United Nations in 2006, the term social barrier appeared in light of the fact that disabilities are not personal and are created by society. There is also the word barrier-free. It means removing the barrier, which is used to remove visible physical obstacles. For example, not only stairs, but also elevators or slopes on the steps, sounds on the traffic lights, and braille blocks on passages. These things may be spreading little by little, but what about the social barrier, the idea that there is a wall in society? There is also a basic law for persons with disabilities in Japan. The basic law for persons with disabilities aims to realize a society in which persons with disabilities are respected as individuals and people with disabilities and persons without disabilities coexist while respecting each other's personality and individuality without being separated by the presence or absence of disabilities. It aims not only to eliminate physical inconveniences in the lives of persons with disabilities, but also to realize a society in which they coexist more positively while respecting each other's personality and individuality. The term social barrier appears in the Basic Law for Persons with Disabilities in Japan, which was revised in 2011. It is clearly stated that there are not only physical and mental disabilities, but also that social barriers continuously impose considerable restrictions on daily or social life. And the social barrier is written as all things, systems, practices, ideas, and so on in society that are barriers to daily life or social life. After that, the Comprehensive Support Law for a Person with Disabilities was enacted. To remove social barriers and support a person's personal life is to recognize the person's freedom and rights. Such legislation began in the 2000s, but the Constitution already allowed individual freedom and rights. Article 12 of our Constitution in Japan, the freedom and rights that this Constitution guarantees to the people must be maintained by the constant efforts of the people. So we are given freedom and rights to each other to each and every one of us must continue to strive to protect those freedoms and rights that is already stipulated in the Constitution. And especially with regard to children's rights, the Children's Charter was enacted in 1951. The preamble says, "In the spirit of the Constitution of Japan, we establish this Constitution in order to establish a correct idea for children and to ensure the well-being of all children." The Children's Charter has three basic provisions. Children are respected as people. Children are valued as members of society. And children can be raised in a good environment. Kazuo Itoga, whom I introduced earlier, continued to say in his book, "To make these children the light of the world because of the rights of these children. We are all of absolute value. Each person's life must be respected." Matthew chapter 5 verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world. The city on the mountain cannot be hidden." Imagine a dark night in each house in the town, where the fire flutters and illuminates the house. Here and there in the town, you can see the shining fire. If you look up at the sky, the starry sky may be shining. Genesis 15 verse 5 says, "The Lord took Abraham outside and said, 'Look up at the sky and count the stars, if indeed you can count them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.'" In the Old Testament time, God likened Abraham's descendants to the lights of the stars. Abraham would have seen countless stars, large and small, shining as he looked up at the heavens. There are red stars and blue stars in the sky. The brightness of light is different from the first magnitude star to the sixth magnitude star. Looking up at the starry sky, you can have the image that a lot of each life is shining. The brilliance of such a starry sky is beautiful, but Jesus likened each of us to the shining fire in each house. Like the light of the starry sky, the light of the lamp has a mysterious charm. Fluorescent lamps and LED lamps are the norm when it comes to home lights for us these days. However, in the time of Jesus, it was a kerosene lamp. It seems that the oil was olive oil or various oils that could be obtained from animals or plants. There are various types of lamps, some made of clay and some expensive made of bronze or metal. Such kerosene lamps were lit all night in each house. If fluorescent lamps and LED lamps are called artificial light, the light of kerosene lamps can be said to be natural light. Today, we are surrounded by artificial light. It is a unified light, a controlled light. However, there are fluctuations in the light of the kerosene lamp. Surrounded by man-made things, we may not be very accustomed to the free, unpredictable natural light. But recently, camping has become a boom, and bonfires, I understand, are very popular. The good part of the bonfire is fluctuation. It seems the fluctuation of the color and intensity of the light comforts us. Everyone can spend a relaxing time around the bonfire. It seems that there is such a mysterious power. When Jesus said, "You are the light of the world," It was not a unified thing like artificial light, but a fluctuating lantern. It is a unique and natural light. It is a light of abundance and variety. We are usually surrounded by things that are mass-produced by human hands, so we may not be accustomed to accepting diversity. The theme of the ongoing Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics is diversity and harmony. However, it is quite difficult to harmonize while acknowledging diversity. One day, I read a newspaper column article that said something like this. 10 years ago, when I lived in the United States, I had a friend who had the habit of saying, "Diversity is America's pride." He was a Jewish American who was the same age as my father. And his grandparents immigrated from Russia. One day, he indignantly said, "I couldn't stand the two McDonald's staffs talking Spanish in front of me. They seemed to be young immigrants from Central or South America." When I said to him that it's okay because it's their mother tongue, he seriously said to me, "My grandparents have tried to speak English even at home since they came to this country. English is not just a language in this country. It's a bond that makes any immigrant an American." He volunteered to teach English to immigrants. People of all roots use English and strive for the harmony he envisions. He and I agreed that we wanted to value diversity, but the scenery we wanted to see was different. This article made me think about the difficulty of harmonizing while living together while valuing a diversity. Even in Japan, the word bond is popular, and we often hear the words peer pressure and appearance. How can we live together while respecting diversity? Matthew chapter 5 verse 15 says, "Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house." Jesus says you are the light of the world, and that you must not hide under a bowl. We want to cherish each light. There is each light. The vessel may be different. The oil may be different. The color of the light and the magnitude of the light may be different. Moreover, it is a light that changes with fluctuating. While fluctuating. We tend to want the same thing, make it shine like everyone else, always shine the same. Such a way of thinking may become a social barrier, a dominant idea, an infringement of freedom and rights, and discrimination in society. Jesus said, "I will not put the light under a bowl. I would like to cherish each person's different light. How can we respect diversity and protect the freedom and the rights of each individual?" Megumi Church has always endeavored to realize diversity and harmony and to live together. It is an unconventional, free church that exists for each individual's needs and has four business functions. Especially in a world where freedom is restricted, in a world where rights are restricted, I hope that the church exists for the freedom and rights of people, as a community that brings diversity and harmony, as a group that lives together, to shine the light of each person and to bring to the world true light. Above all, Jesus makes each of us shine like that person. He helps everyone to be free to shine and exist. Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." It says, "Let your light shine before others." Each of us is given a shining light. It is said to be good deeds here, but what are good deeds? Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Good deeds are those already prepared by God, because each of us is a work of God. In Genesis chapter 1, God created a man. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31, "God saw all that he had made, and it was very good." "It was very good," God says. We are very good because we were created by God. It is God's grace and God's gift that allows us to shine. That is the absolute value. We think about how to increase our value in a relative value system and try to improve our ability compared to other people. It is an artificial light created by humans. We all have the brilliance of being created by God, as Psalm 37 verses 5 and 6 says, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will do this. He will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun." Our value and brilliance are incomparable to humans. Instead of trying to shine on our own, we can shine by God, and each has its own brilliance. It is the brilliance of life created by God and the light of God's grace. In the grace of God, all of our human weaknesses turn into brilliance. That is why Jesus tells each of us, "You are the light of the world." There were questions that came up in the dialogues that Mr. Kanao introduced in his testimony today. Is the church a place where anyone can feel free to help? Do we value the one in front of us? Are we accepting foreign beings? What can provide a clear welfare guideline? Do we feel the need for the gospel? Is there a possibility for Christian and the churches? These questions are both questions that are addressed to each of us and that our church is being asked. Jesus will tell you the answer. Each of us is a fluctuating and shining light fire created by God. There is no two same light. Each light is an important light. I would like to cherish the truly beautiful light that is shining here now. Let us pray.